What's up, sunshine? Welcome to CNN 10. I'm Corey Wire, coming to you from Petaluma, California. State bird of California is the quail. Petaluma, did you know, was once known as the world's egg basket. More eggs produced than anywhere. It's a foodie haven, an architectural and historic stunner, also home to Rancho Obi-Wan, one of the world's largest Star Wars memorabilia collections. Yes, please. More on all of that some later episodes in the summertime. It's been so nice to meet some of you, our friends who watch the show from right here in Petaluma. Thank you for making us part of your day. Let's start now with your 10 minutes of news and a little bit of fun. We begin with a story of perseverance after a hiker who spent nearly 3 weeks missing in the California wilderness was found and rescued. A sheriff's spokesperson noted it was the longest he had ever seen a person go missing in the woods there and survive. Tiffany Slayton was reported missing on April 29th when her parents hadn't heard from her in more than a week. The 27-year-old from Georgia had been on a solo camping trip across the Sierra Nevada mountain range in eastern California and was last seen on April 24th. More than 600 square miles were searched with no sign of Slayton. Sheriffs, deputies, and volunteers faced tough conditions, heavy snow blocking many roads. 2 days after the sheriff's office announced it was scaling back the search effort, Slayton was found.
Yeah, give me a thumbs up. There we go. All right, we're good.
Miss Slayton found her way through the snow to a small resort that was closed for the winter, but the staff there unknowingly did something that would have likely saved Slayton's life. They left the cabin doors unlocked.
And what she told us, it was a blizzard, and she pushed through that blizzard, and the first thing she saw was a cabin, and she held up in the cabin through the night.
The resort's owner saw that a cabin door was open, and soon after, Slayton appeared. Her only request in that moment? A hug. The owner quickly called authorities, who got Slayton to a hospital to be checked out by doctors. The sheriff's office says she is in good condition, other than being understandably hungry and dehydrated after her three-week ordeal. A funky, fermenting, foul-smelling, floating photosynthetic organism could be coming to a beach near you. Sargassum seaweed. And you can emphasize the gas in sargassum because it stinks. Now, seaweeds are vital for our ocean life, but this stenchy eyesore, when it washes ashore, smells sort of like rotten eggs when it decomposes. It also releases toxic gases that can cause respiratory issues. And if you see it, don't touch it, because sometimes jellyfish or their larvae get caught in there, and that would definitely leave a mark. Scientists at the University of South Florida are predicting that this year could be Florida's worst seaweed season ever. They track the seaweed and say this year's bloom in the Atlantic Ocean is bigger than ever at 31 million tons. So big it can even be seen from space, and it's already washing up on beaches.
A heavy odor, yes. It's a smell that you can really, you know, feel it.
Sargassum seaweed blooms are increasing in the Atlantic Ocean because of a mix of factors. Warmer water temperatures and changes in ocean currents fueled by changes in the climate, they're helping the seaweed thrive. And human pollution from agricultural runoff. It's flowing into rivers, eventually into the ocean. Imagine all those fertilizers, the nitrogen and phosphorus, and the things that help farmers make their crops grow. Well, it's causing sargassum seaweed blooms to boom big time. Pop quiz, hot shot. What type of animal has a network of sensory organs called a lateral line? Fish, mammals, marsupials, or reptiles? If you said fish, put your fins up. The lateral line is a system of sensory cells in most fish species that runs along the sides of the body from gills to tail. It helps them detect prey, avoid predators, and navigate in the water. Now to a one-of-a-kind science project from some students right here in Petaluma. Students from Casa Grande High School are helping to research and revitalize nearby creeks and streams. Their mission? To help restore the population of steelhead trout in the Petaluma watershed. Here's just a portion of their awesome story.
Yeah, Ellie, you got him.
You got him.
Okay.
Bucket, please.
Put him in the bucket.
In a shallow creek in Petaluma, a team of student scientists is documenting a habitat coming back to life, with the help of a program decades in the making.
Oh, look at his spots.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Ellie Slick is a biologist with the United Anglers of Casa Grande High School.
We're all student-run. We're the ones who monitor the steelhead in this watershed, not just in Adobe Creek, but any presence in other creeks in Petaluma as well. All of our research is pretty much led by the students.
We first introduced you to the team at Casa Grande High School earlier this year. That's when they were tagging steelhead trout with tiny tracking devices. The students run a fully operational fish hatchery where they're able to raise specimens themselves.
There they go.
Woo!
Now, for the first time, they're in the process of releasing them back into the spring watershed with special permits. Program Director Dan Hubacher says it's a major advance for the program, which is evolving from monitoring the watershed to advanced restoration work, hopefully bolstering the dwindling native populations being sampled on the day we caught up with them.
This year was the first year that we released smolts back into the creek. So with that being the case, these are from either fish coming up recently or fish that have been holding out. It's most likely what's happening.
The program is now in its fourth decade, and the students now work with grants from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, nurturing populations and collecting data that could help drive the restoration project. Chelsea Williams and Lucy James hope to make even bigger contributions in the future.
It's amazing. I am very grateful to have a role in this, and I know it's definitely a tough time for science as of now, and to just be a part of it is absolutely wonderful.
I plan to get a master's in environmental policy and then go to law school and do law with a specification in environmental conservation.
This year, the students are hoping to track and document migration patterns of steelhead trout in Adobe Creek, and perhaps open another chapter in what's already an environmental success story.
Okay, it is graduation season, as you know, which means a lot of successful people are giving out a lot of valuable life advice at colleges and universities across the U.S., and we're going to show you some of the best words of wisdom from commencement speeches throughout the month of May. Yankees Hall of Famer Derek Jeter congratulated the class of 2025 at the University of Michigan while sharing something really special that he learned from his mom.
Fall in love with something, anything, because when you do, you work harder to achieve it. It will drive you. You have to feel that dream in every muscle, every bone of your body. Because with every dream you have, you're going to have to sacrifice your comfort, sacrifice your ease. Now, there may be unwanted side effects with those dreams too. Side effects like doubt, criticism, endless hours of work. But that's the price you pay. Playing baseball was a daily challenge for me. An even bigger challenge was making sure that the dream stayed alive.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a young woman who's turning tragedy into triumph. Lulu Gribbins experienced the unthinkable last summer when she was attacked by a shark in the Florida Panhandle. And though the terrifying incident changed her life forever, she refused to let it ruin her future. Through the sport of golf, she not only found her new passion, she's inspiring more people than she could have ever imagined.
I remember being in the water with my friends. We were diving in the water for sand dollars, and we were just having fun, and then things took a turn, and my life changed forever.
What? They need to get out.
While on vacation with her family in Florida last summer, Lulu Gribbin was attacked by a shark, changing her life forever.
One leg and one arm doesn't define who I am, so I'm still the same person. The very first time I woke up, I knew what everything that had happened. And the first words I said were, I made it. It was near death because I lost 2/3 of my blood. And I think it's very important to just be grateful that I'm alive here today.
It was just heartbreaking when we found out the news. But instantly I started thinking, you know, if she recovers or she gets through this, then she can play golf because I've seen what golf has done. Golf is like a medicine for me and for many others. I have a lot of experience in adaptive sports. I race with a lot of Paralympic skiers and play in the adaptive golf circuit. And everyone's disability is different and requires a little different adaptation. We're going to fine-tune and find a way to give her the best advantages and have her perform the best despite her disability and limitations.
I really like golf because it lets me to just be myself and stay competitive.
What a shot.
It's probably been the most fun I've had as a PGA professional. She's an athlete that wants to get better, that tries as hard as she can, and just is an inspiration to me while I'm teaching her.
When I'm on the golf course, I'm just a normal golfer, just hitting a golf ball. It might look a little different, but it really helps me to just take my mind off how different I am and just allow me to just have fun and focus on the sport.
She's shown me that Lulu is way more than just Lulu, the girl who survived a shark attack. She's Lulu the golfer. She's someone impressive and an athlete.
Now 16 years old, Lulu is trying to help make the water safer for others. She's working with Alabama lawmakers to create an alert system on cell phones that will notify beachgoers if there are sharks nearby.
before my attack, there was another shark attack, and if I would have known, I would not have been in the water, and my life would have been completely different. And I think it's very important that we put this in to keep the beaches safe. I can overcome anything that I put my mind to. No obstacle will be able to stop you if you don't let it. And just like how important it is to never give up and to always persevere, even when life throws curveballs at you.
Rise up. Our first shout out of this week goes to Mrs. Allie and all the Black Bears at Pawnee Middle School in Pawnee, Oklahoma. We see you. And Miss Pell, Windsor High School, Windsor, California. You made our day. It was so nice to see you right here in Petaluma. And also from right here in Petaluma, Mrs. De Leon, Carpe Diem, and Sonoma Mountain High Schools, rise up. Set your intention to make this week awesome, then see it through. It's a blessing to kick off this week with you, learning some awesome stuff. I'm off to another great field trip now. Bend, Oregon, we're coming in hot. See you there from there tomorrow, everyone. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.